All right. Hello and welcome to another edition of your Wednesday Wisdom. I am your host and late as always the last couple weeks, Ralphie Martinez with Martinez Elite Fitness. Today is the last day of May. It's May 31st, 2023, Wednesday. I have not recorded anything. Did not plan. The Monday kind of threw me off, which apparently this part of my life, everything's throwing me off. So that's not hard, apparently. So we had Memorial Day Murph going on. So then Tuesday happened and then I woke up this morning. I was like, oh shit, it is Wednesday, podcast day, and I don't have one. Here we are. It's the end of the day and I'm going home. And I did not have anything planned and I was like, we'll just, we'll let this one go. But, oh, I'm sorry. We're at episode number 276, I think. Sorry. We can let this one go. It's okay to miss a week. And then I thought, I don't want to just record something just to record. But I also don't want to miss a week. I don't want to miss a week. I don't want that to, become part of the thing. I need to get better at this. And I need to nail that down now. Because as most of you know, we're expecting twins sometime in November. So if I can get a better schedule down starting now, that's a solid few months here. And because it's almost June, that's only 5 months left for those counting. We're coming to the halfway point of this fucking year. If I can nail down a better process from here until then, that's only going to help me when the babies come. So I decided to record one, and as I'm leaving the gym, it was a conversation that I had, with some of the 415ers about kids these days and how they do not know how to interact, socialize, and communicate with one another. And this is on the brink of a email that the principal had to send out from the junior high. There was an incident yesterday on Tuesday where a student told other students that they were going to pretty much shoot up the school. And I don't know the direct quote. None of that's been shared. A lot hasn't been shared. And so we got this email when I woke up yesterday morning. Actually, I guess that means it happened on Tuesday. So yesterday morning, we wake up to this email. I know. Was it this morning? Fuck, I don't know. I'm all fucked up. This morning, we woke up to the email. So yesterday, it happened. And this morning, some of the people that we have come in the morning, they're faculty there, and they're talking about it. And I guess there was a Facebook post where people were like, hey, did anyone know that this happened today? My kid told me that they witnessed it. We had a conversation with our son that goes to the junior high, and he was like, yep, I was there. It was during PE. An altercation happened, and this kid ended up saying this. And I guess there's other things saying, like, this kid was being bullied and this and that. And I'm going to go off of what my son says that he saw and how I would react, okay? And so this is we're just going to call this the scenario. Whether this happened or not, I can still use it as an example. So if none of this is true, and maybe some of you know it, I'll be totally honest, I don't give a fuck. Because it's just an example and a scenario. So kid, male kid, for some reason uses the N-word, okay? Girl hears this, says something. And I will say this, I'll say the girl in this scenario, let's say that she's rough around the edges and is not shy about getting into shit with people. Well, that's very clear, apparently. So she hears boy say the N-word, girl then says something, there's some verbal back and forth, and then it leads to boy saying, wait till the last day of school, I'm pretty much coming with a gun. Okay. So I'm hearing this and my first thoughts are, why the fuck would this kid say the N-word to begin with? Then it goes to, why the fuck would this verbal interaction, even if there was some, I don't know if there's anything physical, our son didn't say anything, but there's also some other things that are out there saying that there might have been with female to male when it came to being physical. So why does male say the N-word? Why does what the female says escalate rather quickly to I'm gonna come and shoot the school up. There is this large fucking disconnect with these fucking kids that I'm gonna say this shit and no one's gonna fucking do anything about it as far as reprimanding me to really fucking like drill in the repercussions for that. Why does that not happen? Why is that the escalation happens so fast? What are we as parents and adults not fucking doing to where that is the first thing that these kids fucking want to do? And so with that, let that sink in. And maybe if you have some, feedback or you want to talk to me about it, I would love to get these kids, like these kids specifically and other kids in a room and explain how fucking stupid they are. I would love that. But the, I was so here, I guess this is the answer to my fucking question, right? If I were to say that to 10 parents, eight of them would be like, well, you can't talk to kids that way. And then guess what? I'd have to slap that fucking parent across the face and say, hey, shut the fuck up. These kids aren't getting it. These kids aren't understanding what you can and can't fucking do. And now let's go over this scenario as if I were in school and I were in this position. So I hear, and then it, so now it would be male and male, right? This certain interaction was male female. Now we're gonna go male male. Male, I hear say the N-word, and this happened a lot during high school. You hear the N-word. I have family, I have friends who are black. Guess what? I don't fucking stand for. I don't stand for bigots and I don't stand for racism. So my first interaction, if I'm the one say, if I'm the first person, because there should be more than one, saying something, it's gonna go something like this. If I'm in junior high and I see someone say the N-word, hey, why don't you shut your fucking mouth? And then whatever it is that happens from there, maybe it escalates to a fight. Maybe it escalates just to verbal back and forth. But for some reason, when we were kids, that was not the jump wasn't to go and tell the person that, well, wait for the last day of school or wait till tomorrow. I'm coming with a gun. We were gonna settle it there, and I was going to make fucking sure that those that think that that is something that they can fucking say will never fucking think that again. Whether I have to verbally tell them or physically show them, it's not fucking cool, right? And again, I'm using this as the example because this is the example that my son gave, that this was the start of this. It escalates and maybe we fight. Maybe we don't. I never got in a fight when I was in high school. Broke up a few here and there, probably avoided some, where, there definitely could have been some, some physical altercations, but never gotten one. Never needed to because words fucking played it out. You went back and forth, and before you were done, it probably diffused because you both got your shit out, and then that was it. And then maybe there was a fight that ensued because, it didn't fizzle out, and it only got you more and more upset. And then depending on what the topic was that you were fucking arguing over, maybe that spills into some physical interaction. But that's it. That's where it ended. And with the it was a resounding we all agreed when I talked about these kids don't know how to fucking talk to one another. It was a resounding that is correct. And so the resounding that is correct, what are we supposed to do? How are we supposed to keep kids safe? Which is so, like, my thought process with my children in school is fucked up, right? We should not have to, there should be no reason for me to worry if my children's go my children go to school. There should be no worry there. My children are there to get an education, to learn, to make friends, to learn how to interact, like, and that's it. What I didn't understand is these kids that want to fight every day, meet out at the park after school every fucking day, it seems like. But what boggles my mind even more than that is the adults that are in charge. And if you're an adult in charge and you come to the gym, and you don't like what I have to say, we can definitely talk about it. But I see, and especially when I was helping at the Vicente school, I see these kids have no fucking. There's no one in charge. No one gets to tell them what they can and can't do, and them really, really, really take it to heart. These kids will hear the rules and not give a fuck about them. And when I say them. I mean, like, maybe it's a small percentage, but that's percentage enough that's willing to say out loud to a group of kids in PE that he's gonna come and shoot the school up on the last day of school. There are no repercussions to these kids, and that's a fucking problem. And I know a lot of fucking people, they're like, well, kids these days are different. Yeah, they're different because we fucking raised them different. They're different because a lot of people are too fucking scared of their own kids. They're too fucking scared of, what authority might do or might say. Teachers are too fucking scared about what a parent's gonna come and do at the school. Let me tell you something. I think I'm a majority. And if I'm not a majority, I would pull people to the majority. If my kid were to say something like this, you're going to tell everybody that in an email that there was this altercation at school. And of course, you can't give kids' names out. I understand that. But you tell them why my kid's not coming to school and the precautions and things that you're doing to prevent that. You don't fucking send a fucking email like the principal did and say, well, we can't fucking say what we're doing to the child because it's fucking blah-diddy fuck, right? You tell us what you're fucking doing to the kid. Other kids know what happens when you do some stupid shit like that. I would love if a kid could get fucking beat with a ruler. If you beat three fucking kids with a ruler, guess what? No kid's gonna fuck off anymore. Guess what? Kids don't want to be beat with a fucking ruler. And I know that's extreme and blah-diddy fuckity blah, but it's not far from what should happen to these kids. Because I'll tell you, a lot of parents, I know a lot of parents. And I know a lot of kids that have parents that don't do a fucking thing for them, with them, to discipline them. And it's heartbreaking because these kids are going to learn a hard fucking lesson the wrong way. Because let me tell you now, that kid says some stupid shit like that in the wrong neighborhood at the wrong time to the wrong fucking people. And someone in that neighborhood might already be carrying a weapon. It doesn't have to be a gun. It could be a knife. Maybe they're just going to grab a fucking, whatever they can. Grab, maybe there's a bat or a 2x4, something that's gonna fuck a kid up. And that kid's gonna get beat the fuck up, possibly die, because of the allowance school and parents, because this isn't all on the school, right? This isn't on teachers. It's on that fucking kid and his fucking parents. And I hope to God, if any of you know who the fucking kid is or know his parents, fucking let him listen to this. Because you need to fucking check your fucking kid. And I would hope that if there was a kid age that would have said some shit like, well, wait till the end of the last day of school because, I'm gonna come with a gun and I'm gonna shoot up the school. Me, I will stop that threat before the threat has a chance to make it come true. And what does that mean exactly? I would beat the fucking brakes off that kid and make sure no way that he was going to come and harm anybody. If my son would have done that, he's not in trouble. He understands. Hopefully, he would understand enough that my dad and mom would want me to do something right now so that no one gets hurt 2 days from now. Because if kids got hurt 2 days from now, that rests on everybody that fucking knows something. And I don't give it, it doesn't matter if the kid's at, well, the kid doesn't have access to weapons or the kid's not that bad of a kid. I don't give a fuck. If I'm a junior high kid and I hear a kid say that, I'm more than likely whipping his ass. If it's a female, you don't touch females if you're males, in my opinion. You go tell somebody and you make sure everything's followed through, especially nowadays with all the fucking social media, right? You tell your parents, hey, this happened at school today. I would like it for you to share with all the other parents to make sure and put pressure on the faculty and staff to make sure that they follow through with the things that they're going to follow through with. Have a police presence the last 2 days of school more than others. Tell everybody that you expelled this kid and he will not be allowed on campus. And if cited on campus, we will go into lockdown and the authorities will be called. Let us know your plan and your process. Someone didn't whip his ass. That's saying if someone didn't whip his ass on the spot. And I think different than other parents, but I don't think that I'm far off from what other people think, but they're too fucking pussy to say. You're too scared to say exactly what you want to say because you're afraid someone's going to hear it. And they're like, oh my God, so-and-so said this. So that means they're this and this. Fuck everybody and fuck their feelings. Especially fuck a kid and his parents' feelings who told a large group of kids during a PE class that he was going to harm anybody he could in 2 days. Fuck their feelings and fuck them. And if you don't see it that way, you can go get fuck yourself too, but we can also have a conversation about it. I feel like I needed to talk about this because this shit is getting so far out of hand. And now this is, I'm sure this happened more than once fucking this year, right? There's been a lot of fights. I don't know what's happening with the junior high, but I know I talked to a lot of parents that aren't happy with what's going on in the junior high. Our kid kind of just keeps his head down, does his shit. You know, he's pretty happy doing that. So we didn't have any interactions with a lot of faculty. But if that is happening, that involves my child. My child, then guess what, motherfucker? You brought me along with it, and you a lot of people don't fucking like me because of things that I'm saying like this. And I will do anything in my power to make sure my children are never harmed. I'll drop kick a kid. I'll beat a parent's ass. I will fucking I have there when it comes to my children, there is no end to what I will do to protect them. And I don't think enough parents talk or act like that a lot of the time. So, whatever it is that you think could be a solution to this, this is a fucking problem. If you have ideas, let's have a chat. Maybe we start a fucking boys group or a girls group, and we learn how to fucking discuss shit. You have a problem. We throw shit on a board and we say, okay, now let's argue about this, and then see how these kids are actually going about this. So then we can, adults, shape these conversations and come to better solutions and resolutions than what I call a cowardly thing and tell everybody that they're going to die in 2 days. There's got to be some change that we can make there. There has to be. And again, I mean, it's not a fucking teacher's job to do that. They're there to teach a subject. Some of them don't always do that. This is not their, this isn't their job. They're not paid to do this shit. It's our parents' job, and we signed up for it when we had our children. So if your kid's been in any altercations, or if your kid was around in this, and you haven't happened to have a conversation with them, and this talk that I'm saying out loud to myself in my car sparks something that you guys talk about, please let me know. I would love to know how many conversations I had after the individuals that listened to this. Go, if you didn't know anything about this too, there's a whole other thing, right? If you didn't fucking hear about this, if you didn't get the email, if your kid didn't talk about it, whatever it is, have that conversation. Discuss, why didn't you tell me about this if you knew about this? We need to go over safety and precautions when shit happens like this. What would you do if you were in this scenario? We have to teach our kids more, and we have to teach them better. And it starts at home. So if you're not having conversations with your kids, you're fucking up. If your kid's locked in their room on their fucking what are these called, these Twitch accounts or whatever the fuck else they're doing, and that's all they do and all you see them is at dinner, maybe when they come and tell you that they're hungry and that's what they want to eat, you are fucking that up and you need to do better. So have the conversations, have the tough conversations, so that you don't have to fucking run into tough predicaments, because that's it's becoming more and more not so rare. So, that's it, guys. That's all I got. I'm walking into my house right now. So, appreciate you all. Welcome to June. Get ready, guys. Have a great day. We'll see you in the gym.